Good morning to you who make this broadcast possible. Good morning to Abdiel, and good morning to all our audience tuned in to be informed about this pandemic that seems to have no end. Today is a favorable day without fatalities or critical cases and 4 confirmed cases. This allows us to consolidate even further the implemented measures, opening certain activities, but abiding rigorously with the established restrictions. Today in Cuba, as of 12 o'clock last night, there were 225 patients admitted to our hospitals, 134 are suspects, 71 are confirmed cases, 20 in vigilance, and in our primary healthcare system, our professionals observed 264 people. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories in our country processed 3,091 samples, and our population knows that we are interested in exceeding the study of 3,000 samples as a target to screen even more places, above all places such as Savannah, which still has a spread of the disease. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 1,431 samples. In Havana's Provincial Center, 469. In Villa Clara's, 324. In Santiago de Cuba's, 187. In the Brother Amejeras Hospital, 351. In the laboratory of the Civil Defense Research Center, 47. And as I said earlier, 4 people tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. I think it is fair to acknowledge the work of the laboratories. The population see how the number of samples studied is increased with each passing day, and an acknowledgement is due for the staff of the laboratories, many of them young people who work non-stop. They work round the clock, and you visit the laboratories in the early hours of the day, and you see them, how they conduct their work, because they are very well aware of the importance of the work they do. With the latest studies, Cuba accumulates 195,534 samples studied and 2,403 people have been diagnosed with SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. Yesterday, samples were studied from all provinces of the country. Havana, with the largest number, it processed 2,544 samples from that province, but also from Villa Clara province, 105 samples, Cienfuegos 71, Holguín 58, and so forth. The 4 cases confirmed yesterday are Cuban. All are confirmed case contacts. This is the main risk group, which gathers the largest number of cases identified in Cuba. 88.47% of all cases in our country have tested positive as confirmed case contacts as epidemiological element. We have 109 patients during the pandemic whose source of infection has not been determined, and we continue working in the contact tracing to find the source, to conduct the proper actions, and with source of infection out of the country abroad, the same number remains unchanged. 163 people have been diagnosed in our country. 2 are male cases and 2 are female. That makes the percentage to remain almost the same. 49.4% is female and 50.6% is male, with 1,216 confirmed cases. 2 of the 4 cases were asymptomatic, a feature of this disease, which makes it very difficult to control. And in the cumulative, in the pandemic, 1,310 people, 54.5% of all diagnosed patients who at the moment of testing positive did not show any symptom of the disease. That percentage is increased when we take a look at the last 15 days with 69.5%. 57 of the 82 cases confirmed in the last 15 days were asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. By age groups, three are from the 40 to 59 years of age. One is a 15-year-old male from Havana, is a confirmed case contact. And like the rest of the other children and adolescents diagnosed with the disease in the country, they have had a favorable clinical evolution, which has allowed us not to regret the death of any minor during the pandemic in Cuba in this age group, which already accumulates 274 children, out of whom 91.6%, that is 251, have been discharged and have recovered fully. The four cases belong to Havana province. Two are from Central Havana, Cerro, and the 10 de Octubre municipalities. And with these new cases, Havana remains with the highest number of confirmed cases in the last 15 days, with a rate which now stands at 3.47 per 100,000 inhabitants, and this rate is slightly higher than the one it had yesterday, 3.47. Mayabeque, which is the other province with confirmed cases in the last 15 days, with a 2.08 rate, and it remains in the same position as yesterday. And as I always reiterate, the 14 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality continue without confirming cases in the last 15 days, in the last 30 days or 60 days. Nevertheless, a strict vigilance is kept in these provinces. With 2,403 patients diagnosed with the disease until 12 o'clock last night, 71 remained active and admitted to our hospitals, 2.9% of all diagnosed people, 69, that is 97.2% of them, with a stable clinical evolution. We always regret the death of 86 people who have died in our country due to this disease, and that gives Cuba a fatality rate of 3.58%. And with this indicator, the island occupies the 21st place among the countries of the region of the Americas, and in the 104th place in the world in terms of comparative fatality and active cases. We always mention the two people who were evacuated, and only two people were discharged. Tomorrow perhaps we will have a little bit more about it. This depends on the number of patients admitted. The two discharged are from Havana, and 2,244 patients diagnosed in Cuba with COVID-19, that is 93.5% who have recovered and have clinically and epidemiologically been discharged. Of the four patients reported in serious condition yesterday at the Salvador Allende Hospital, two have shown improvements. They had a favorable evolution, and they are now listed in guarded condition. And we still have two patients in serious condition. And for 13 consecutive days, we report no patients in critical conditions in our intensive care units. And for 12 days, we have not reported fatalities. This is a demonstration of the effort made by our professionals and technicians for the recovery of our patients and the different therapeutic modalities used in confirmed patients and the preventive modalities used before the people acquire the disease, above all within the main risk groups. With the world, unfortunately, we cannot speak with the same terms. And as of 12 o'clock last night, the same 185 countries remained reporting cases of COVID-19. This represents that 95% of all countries in the world have confirmed cases of COVID-19, and the number has already reached 11,801,805 confirmed cases, with 215,600 people were diagnosed yesterday. Yesterday, unfortunately, 6,201 people died in the world, for a cumulative of 543,902 deaths, more than 500,000. For a fatality of 4.61%. The region of Americas reports 6,136,111 confirmed cases, with the diagnosis yesterday of 128,301 cases. And the region already accounts for 52% of all the cases reported in the world. Yesterday, also a very impressive amount of people who died. 4,018 people died in the region, for a cumulative of 272,930 deaths, and this represents a 4.45% lethality for the region. Cuba has a fatality rate of 3.58, and the region has 4.45, and the world 4.62. This is the behavior of the pandemic in Cuba and the world up to 12 o'clock last night.